We're reading today from the 65th chapter of Isaiah. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Today is the 11th day of the 11th month. For over 100 years, this has been a day of remembrance. First, remembering the ceasefire that ended World War I, and then remembering all veterans who have served in the defense of our country. The older we get, the more we seem to treasure memories. Not that young people don't also wish for better memories when they're facing a quiz or test. But for older people, sometimes it seems as though memories are all that we can hang on to for sure, and sometimes not even those. The younger folks start calling our memories history. But for us, it was just a short time ago, and precious. We feel sorry for someone with amnesia or with Alzheimer's who cannot remember important things about their own life. And yet, there are times in our lives when it is good to forget. The prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, rejoiced that in the new heavens and new earth, there will be a lot of amnesia, a lot of things that will not even come to mind. For starters, weeping and crying will be forgotten. That's a little hard for us to imagine, isn't it? One of the first things we did when we were born was to cry. Newborns are graded on their ability to cry. It's a sign of health. And as we go through life, we continue crying. Already as children, we had to learn that there is an appropriate time for crying. We cry when we are hurt or sad, but we do not cry in order to get something. But in God's new creation, there is no hurt or sadness, only joy and delight. Not only will the people be rejoicing, but the Lord God himself will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in his people. We will never give him grief again. And even the memory of sorrows will be long gone. What a wonderful world. In that world, SIDS will be forgotten. Sudden infant death syndrome will never again take a baby's breath and snuff out a parent's hopes and dreams. For that matter, never again will a 60-year-old man teach his classes on Thursday, come down with the flu that night, be doing okay on Friday, and die on Saturday. For young and old, death will be swallowed up in victory. Also, all the frustrations of this present life will be forgotten in the new heavens and new earth. Now, because of death and other misfortunes, it is often the case that people plan for things that they do not get to enjoy. They build houses and other people end up living in them. They plant fruit trees and shade trees, maybe all the while knowing that by the time those grow to maturity, they won't be around to enjoy them. But those frustrations will all be forgotten in the new heavens and the new earth. Stability and long life to enjoy everything. This is what will be known and remembered. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. And so blessed are we in Christ. We do not yet see it all, but because Jesus came and kept the covenant for us, lived the perfect life in our name, died for all sins in our name, he could say, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Also anguish, loneliness, and the feeling of being forsaken will be forgotten. Before they call, God says, I will hear, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. What a glorious promise. Our God hears the very desires of our hearts, and before we think to ask, he is already answering. Remember how before we ever knew our greatest trouble, separation from God, he was moving to repair the breach, sacrificing his own son to make peace, to accomplish our reconciliation to himself, and to give us life and joy. Isaiah also pictures the day when the old hostility between God and the human race will be forgotten. It will mean the end of all other hostility too. The wolf does not eat the lamb, the lion no longer preys upon other animals for food. What a picture of peace. The enemy who tempted Eve will be defeated, and there will be no more injury or destruction, no suffering or pain, no tears or frustration. So what should we say? Should we cling to those memories of weeping and crying, of death and instability, of loneliness and hostility? Some Sunday school children were once writing prayers, and one of them wrote, Come, Lord Jesus, but not just yet. I have a baseball game next Saturday. In his childish way, that student verbalized the fear that lives in the flesh of every one of us. We fear to see Christ come, at least our flesh does, and all the joys of this life come to an end. We fear the judgment of God and the destruction of the world as we know it. But God knows our fears, and he comes to us with his kind word to assure us that in Christ we have a glorious future. What will be forgotten is the evil. What we will see is our prayers answered forever. Amen. Hymn 92, stanzas 3 and 4. Hymn 92, the last two stanzas.
May we praise him. Just say.